Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. We are thankful to the Lord for his goodness towards us, for his peace that passes all understanding, for his goodness. The word of God says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord, in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord to us this morning is very specific and very direct, and thank God for the word that was given, read this morning from Isaiah 62, because that is a word for us as a congregation and as families and as individuals. God has a plan and a purpose that cannot be thwarted. Amen? It will not be delayed. At the fullness of time, God allowed no delay. Praise God. He kept on saying, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, the Messiah is coming. And thousands of years later, he was still saying it. But at the fullness of time, when it was time for the precursor to be in place, and that precursor's name was John, his father was in the temple doing his thing. It was his turn to lift up worship unto the Lord. And while he was there, an angel of the Lord appeared behind the veil, hallelujah, and said, you're going to have a child. He says, what are you talking about? Who is going to have a child? Don't you know that I'm too old to be having children? My wife is too old. And then he says, no, you're not going to stop the fullness of time. You're going to shut up right now, and you're not going to cancel out what God has already promised. And so it is, right this very moment, every contrary voice to the purposes of God concerning my life, concerning your life, concerning this ministry, those mouths are shut up permanently until the manifestation of that which God has promised. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. Glory be to God. In the book of Acts, the 14th chapter, we read a very powerful story of a miracle. This miracle happened with a man. The Bible tells us that he was a lame man. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 8, you see, in the book of Acts, there are two lame men that we come across. The first one is in Acts chapter 3, and he was at the beautiful gate. And he was laid there every day. Jesus, our Lord, had come through that temple so many times and had healed, the Bible tells us, he healed all that were sick, whether they were blind, deaf, crippled, lame, whatever their issues were, they were all healed. Every single one of them. But somehow, some way, this man in Acts chapter 3, who was laid daily at that point, missed it. He missed his opportunities to receive his healing. Now, Jesus, our Lord, is dead, buried. He's ascended, seated at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Ghost has come upon the church. And here comes Peter and John. And they come to the beautiful gate and they say to this man, "Look on us." The man looks at them. And then they said these words, "Silver and gold we don't have." The reason that man was sitting at that gate was because he was begging. He positioned himself strategically because he knew this beautiful gate that is made out of gold and brass, that's 60 feet wide. Everybody that comes to this temple wants to come through this route. He positioned himself there to collect alms. And here they are telling him they don't have silver and gold. Now, let's understand that the apostles understood this much, that when you come into the temple, you've got to bring an offering. So the idea of silver and gold we don't have is not because they didn't have any money. The idea was, we don't have that to give to you for your healing. But what we do have to give to you for your healing is that in the name of Jesus Christ, you should now rise up and walk. That's what we've got. That's the power we have. We may not have the wealth of the whole world, but we've got the answer to your problem. And this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that God's grace be upon every son, every daughter in this house, everyone listening to me, that you will be one who carries the answer wherever you go. In Jesus' mighty name. See, what we've got, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Now, that's remarkable because I'm sure by this time, this man been missed all this while, not receiving his healing. Maybe the Lord Jesus Christ had walked past him many times and he did not receive his healing. He didn't even stop to acknowledge him. Hearing the name Jesus was not a very good experience when you know that Jesus is already dead. But the man stayed in faith. Someone say, the man stayed in faith. Praise the Lord. He stayed in faith. And he kept on listening. And he said, "Rise up and walk." But the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 3 that the man was still there. It didn't seem like anything had changed. It's just like Elisha trying to cross the Red Sea, or rather the Jordan. Elijah had crossed the Jordan, striking upon the Jordan, and the waters parted, and now Elijah is gone, and now Elijah has that same mantle. And he strikes on that water, but the waters remained the same way. Nothing changed. And he struck it again, determined, and said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Pow! Water split open. Sometimes you need to do it again. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to prophesy again. Sometimes you need to do like the Lord Jesus Christ did when he touched a man's eyes. And says, "What do you see?" The man said, "I see men walking like trees." And the Bible says Jesus touched him again. Now he saw clearly. If this day you need a second touch, may the God of heaven touch you again in the mighty name of Jesus. For this day, I declare by the authority of the word of God, you will not leave this place the same way you came. You shall live greater in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God shall touch us again. The Bible tells us that he came to the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out, but he was bound hand and feet, his eyes bound, everything. And the Lord said, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. This day, I declare in Jesus' name that you have come out of your grave. You and I have come out of the grave. This ministry has come out of the grave. And this day, God says, loose her, loose him, loose the church, loose these people. Let them go in Jesus' name. The second touch. So Peter touched the man and raised him up. And the Bible says, as he was being raised up, the man leaped. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the man what? Leaped. It says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. May strength come to you now. May strength come to this ministry now. May strength come to this family now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This man, the Bible says, was born that way. He was born that way. Whatever caused it, we don't know. But we do know that he was born that way. He was born lame. He was born disabled. Here in the book of Acts chapter 14, we see a man he says, and there sat a certain man at Lystra. Lystra means ransoming, and the word ransoming is a very interesting word, because ransoming means that person is in a difficult, grievous state. In a bad state. That's what Lystra means. But in the roots of that word, in the English, ransoming is the word ransom. Hello? Praise the Lord. It's the word ransom. And ransom means that a price is paid for something so that it is redeemed. Praise the Lord. So in this place of destitution, in this place of confusion, in this place of much grief, God is saying, I'm bringing about a change. I'm going to bring about restoration. I'm going to bring about a turnaround. Father God, this day, in Jesus' name, I declare prophetically the turnaround now, in Jesus' mighty name. We must receive the ransom from the place of ransoming. That which the enemy had purposed for evil shall be turned around for our good. The Bible tells us, see, because that word Lystra also means impotent. Are you with me? It also means to be impotent. So the man was answering his name. He was in Lystra, a place of grief and impotence, a place of importunity. That means inability to make it. He sat there. There sat a certain man at Lystra. But praise God, this day, the time of sitting down in that place that is all messed up, this day changes. Amen. The Bible says, impotent in his feet, being present tense continuous, a cripple from his mother's womb. I don't know what the enemy had engineered. I don't know what the enemy had put in place. But whatever it is that has decided that you will not make it in life, this day in the name of Jesus, that expiration date has come. It has arrived, because this day, whatever made you and I lame from our mother's womb, whatever iniquity, whatever problem, whatever the issue, whatever ugliness has been stamped into our lives, this day by the authority of the word of God, that thing is shattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, the curse of the enemy shall not arrive in your life, because this day it is wiped off. I say it is wiped off. I say it's 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 wiped off. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. Crippled from his mother's womb. That's supposed to be the safe place. But it's crippled there. And the Bible says, who never had walked. Never had walked. He was born that way. I see people. Mandebo sikite mrosa kahati. Who've been shut down in life. No one in your family has even made it through high school. But the Lord says to declare to you today that you're not just going to graduate high school. You are going to go through university and you are going to be a doctor. I don't know who you are, but God is speaking to you right now. Your past is past, because God is erasing that story and starting you afresh today in the mighty name of Jesus. There are people listening to me right this very moment. You've never seen $1,000 in your account. Because as quickly as the money comes, it goes out. But the Lord is saying that is all old story. Because a new story is being written about you. There are people here that are going to have millions in their accounts. Hallelujah. No sweat. I said no sweat. I said no sweat. Hallelujah. You're easing down the road. You've never walked, but today you are going to walk. I say you've never walked, but today you are going to walk. Not only are you going to walk, you are going to run in the name of Jesus. Matadeko shikalabara. Yeke matosaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the capacity to run. But oh yeah, I hear the Lord say you are not going to need to run. You are going to be a big shot that just strolls. Kira Dambosha. Hey, Mados, okay. Kings don't run around. Kings just stroll. Mandebo Shika. Look at you sitting down. We're talking about walking and running and strolling, and you're sitting down. What is your problem? You want to keep on sitting? Kiadabo Shekele Masaka. Mande Kosika Ladosika. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Supernatural, 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 supernatural. The devil's a liar. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Crippled from his mother's womb. Crippled from his mother's womb. Who never had walked. Well, it's time to walk. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the same heard Paul speak. I pray that today that you hear me speak. That you hear the prophetic word. In the mighty name of Jesus. It says, who steadfastly beholding him. Paul steadfastly beheld this man and says, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. And perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Paul said, stand upright on thy feet. And the Bible says, and he leaped and walked. He leaped and walked. He leaped and walked. He didn't need a second touch. He didn't need anybody to come touch him. He believed the word. And the amazing thing is that the word of God says, the preacher, while he was preaching, perceived that the man had faith. May the faith that you need for every situation in your life be awakened now. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they saw what Paul had done. They lifted up their voices saying, in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of man. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of the Lord was, as we started 5870, was this, that this is the year of the manifestation of the glory of God. As the glory of God is manifested in the body of Christ, may the God of heaven quicken, 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 quicken every one of us so that we can be everything God says we should be. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, The word of God is very clear. You and I may be in our lameness in a wilderness, in a desolate situation, in a dry place. But God is saying something new. Amen? He says the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. Glory be to God. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Glory be to God. Somebody say, turn around. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Verse 3 says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. In the name of Jesus, let every weak hand now be strengthened. And let every weak knee, feeble knee, receive confirmation, renewal in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, and I speak to every fearful heart now, be strong, fear not. Be strong, fear not. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Hallelujah. Everything that has come against you to limit you, to stop you from being everything God has ordained and proclaimed over you, in the name of Jesus, anything that has been contrary to the purpose of God concerning this work, this day, in the name of Jesus, the God of vengeance is risen. The God of heaven will recompense. He has come and he will save. 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 He will save abundantly. Somebody shout hallelujah. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. Whatever has kept us blind is defeated by our God. Hallelujah. The God of our salvation has knocked off everything that generated blindness. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. In the mighty name of Jesus, see, hear, in Jesus' mighty name. We shall hear the voice of the Lord, and we shall hear it clearly. Even when it's a whisper, it shall be loud enough. For the God we serve is not a dead God. He is alive. He is not a dumb God. He is a speaking God. He says, then shall the lame man leap as an hart. In the mighty name of Jesus, the lame shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have leapers in this house. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We have worshipers in this house. The dumb shall sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For in the wilderness, ayikatosi. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Almighty God, there is a change. I said, there's a change. This wilderness is experiencing a water flow. The waters are breaking forth. The streams are in the desert. In the name of Jesus, lameness is removed. God is good. He says, and the parched ground shall become a pool. And the thirsty land springs of water. When the thirsty land becomes springs of water, it means that it has more than enough. The God of more than enough is our God. It says, where? In the habitation of dragons. In the habitation of what? While the devil is there, what God wants to do cannot be stopped. On every coven, on every presence of the activities of the wicked one, on every presence of witchcraft, I declare this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that there is nothing that the devil can do to stop what God has done. But this day, the fire of God will consume away. That enemy that has been busy calling your name, trying to do wicked things around you, the next thing they are going to see is themselves in that image destroyed. Whatever they planned is coming upon them now in Jesus' name. The devil's a liar. He says, in the habitation of what? Dragons. Where dragons have been living and enjoying and thinking, we are here. Because the habitation of dragons, the Bible is telling us, is a place where wilderness is operating. But God's saying, no more. Someone say, no more. Say it again, no more. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass. Oh, shall be grass. Oh, shall be grass. I say, shall be grass. The Lord Jesus Christ was ministering the word. And it was in a desert land. He said to his disciples, let's feed them. Let's see. Master, there's at least 5,000 men here, not counting the women or the children. Even if we take a whole year's wage, we will not be able to feed all these people. He says, what do you have? He says, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So give it to me. Hallelujah. He said, give it to me. And he broke it and he gave thanks. But he told them to sit the people down in the numbers of 50 all over. And when he broke those bread and the fish, he gave it to the disciples. And the disciples went and started feeding them. But you know the amazing thing? In that desert land, the Bible says, they sat on grass. In the land that was grassless, when God was ready to feed his people, the land became grassland. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the place where the enemy has been operating, God says, there is going to be grass. Why? Because the sheep got to eat. I said the sheep got to eat. I said the sheep got to eat. Whatever it is that you have been lacking is being supernaturally supplied now. In Jesus' mighty name. The devil is not in control. God is. Hallelujah. 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 Just the other day, our prime minister went on his knee. The protest gathering. But I don't see it just that way. I see it this way. That he will bow his knees unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has done it. And so we declare what that means. It means that he is bowing to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the mighty name of Jesus. This country belongs to the Lord. This city belongs to the Lord. Your community belongs to the Lord. And the devil cannot take charge. This thing is turning around. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall the grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there. A highway shall be there. A highway shall be there. And a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Oh, mighty God. It shall be called the what? The way of holiness. The unholy ways are closed. It's a new road. It's a new highway. It's a way of holiness unto the Lord. It says the unclean shall not pass over it. The unclean shall not pass over this road. The rod of the enemy shall not rest upon my rod. The enemy and the unclean shall not pass over it. It shall not go over it. It shall not cross it. It shall not be on it. But it shall be for those, which people? The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Fools, the people that say there is no God, they will not even make the mistake to come around this road that God is building. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. No lion shall be there. That one that is going to and fro seeking whom it will devour. The days of devouring are over. Yeah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are not being devoured, all you can do is continue to grow. All you're going to do is continue to flourish. That is the story of this work under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It says, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. What is it that God is saying? God is saying, I'm building a hedge around this thing. It shall not be found there. Ravenous wolves, ravenous beasts, they shall not be there. But what is going to be there? It says, but the redeemed shall walk there. 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 They leap up and walk like the hart. Glory be to God. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Oh, we call for the ransomed of the Lord. Return, 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 return. In the mighty name of Jesus, ransomed of the Lord, return and come to this Zion with songs. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy in the name of Jesus. Obtain joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We declare in the name of Jesus that the spirit that causes sorrow and sighing is fleeing now. Flee in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Verse 4. It says, I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hallelujah. The enemy is anything that wants to thwart God's purpose for your life, corrupt your destiny, shut down God's divine purpose for your life. That's an enemy. An enemy is the one that tries to give you an option that is not God's option for you, so that you are derailed in your purpose, delayed in your arrival time. That enemy is defeated in Jesus' name. We call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and therefore we are saved from all our enemies. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 20, our God is a God that brings us into our large place. The God who is our fortress is our deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says, because now we are no longer lame. He brought me forth into what? A large place. We step into our large place. I say we step into our large place. I say we step into our large place. I say we step into our large place. He says he delivered me because he what? Delighted in what? In me. Glory be to God. God delights in me. Hephzibah. Hallelujah. He delighted in me and he has delivered me. Watch this. He brought me forth also into a large place. Colon. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He delivered me from what? From a place of smallness. God has delivered us from small. Amen. Hallelujah. I serve a very big God, oh, who is always by my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. God, our big God, is taking us to large. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, starting to read from verse 30, our strategic God is doing his thing, and no enemy can stop him. He says, "For by thee, by God, I have run through a troop. By my God, have I what? Leaped over a wall." Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. No longer lame. We are leapers. Woo! We are pole vaulting over any height. Glory be to God. As for God, his way is what? Perfect. He's the highway builder, and his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler, a shield to all them that trust in him, a fortress to all that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Save here is not salvation. Save here means except for. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is what? My strength. And God is my power. And he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way perfect. Perfect to what? Perfect to his way. Matching up with his way. Go to the previous verse. Hear it. Next one. 31. As for God, his way is what? Perfect. His way is what? Perfect. 33. All right, 33. God is my strength and power. That's what grace is. And he maketh my way perfect, just like his way is perfect. That's why he says he's making a highway. Is the way of the Lord, and it is called what? Holiness. God wants you and I to be holy. Amen? Separated unto him. Living victoriously. Somebody shout hallelujah. Next verse. He maketh my feet, not lame, like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon what? Upon what? Upon what? No. It says, my. Upon what? My. Upon what? My high places. You know what that means? That means God has cut out a particular portion for you. There's a realm that God has established you in. And you are the prince, the principality in that territory. Nothing moves without your okay. In the name of Jesus, may God set you up on high. There is a place that God has apportioned to me. It's my territory. And no dragons can operate there. No witchcraft activity can operate there. No satanic agenda can operate there. We declare this land our land. In Jesus' mighty name. The God of oppression is on the move. Hallelujah. I say the God of oppression is uprooting the uprootables. Katabana Mosha. In the name of Jesus. He teacheth my hands to war. I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord, that your prayer life is going to change now. Amen. You are going to be praying some dangerous prayers. Mama Koshi. God is going to wake you up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever a.m., to do some serious damage. I remember when we first came into this country. We were staying on Jack Donner. We were here already a few years. We were staying on Jack Donner. And we'll spend time praying. And the next thing we know, our phone starts ringing. It's not like we're praying loud or anything. We're not praying loud. The phone starts ringing. Why are you guys disturbing us? Stop that prayer. Stop it. Stop it. That day has come again. Amen. There are people that are going to be crying. They either repent or they get the dirty slap. Do you understand dirty slap? Front hand, back hand. An uppercut and a knock, conk. Every which way. Somebody listening, there are some people that are going to get conked, uppercutted, slapped front hand, slapped back hand. Glory be to God. The violent are taking it by force. Now that we are no longer lame, we are kickers. Glory be to God. I said we are what? Kickers. I'm not joking. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Listen, it didn't say broken by my hands, by my arms. I just put it here, break it. This is dangerous. No matter what the weapon that the enemy comes up with, it shall not work. Let's go. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. What is the shield of my salvation? The shield of his faith. Quench the fiery darts of the enemy with the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thy gentleness had made me great. Thy what? Gentleness had made me great. Now, wait a minute. What are we talking about here? We've been talking about smacking and everything, and then we end up with thy gentleness has made me great. What is this gentleness? It's the meekness of God. The gentleness of God is saying, basically saying this. All this breaking and whatever, it is not by struggle. Let me explain it to you. That was effortless. I wasn't going gentleness. Gentleness because the ability of God inside of me is so way up there that 0.000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 is all that is necessary to solve the problem. Capish? We've got to fast for 40 days to back up the enemy. No. That's not it. We're talking God. Do you think God fasts? Let me ask you a question. Does God fast? God does not fast? Okay. If God does not fast to change anything, and he's inside of me, when did I decide that the only time God is going to work is when I fast? You know what God calls this fast? Giving. Isaiah 58, giving. That means God is positioning you and I in that spirit of gentleness to be distributors. Hello? Is somebody hearing what the Lord is saying? A distributor. And your pocket can never be empty. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm loaded. Supernaturally loaded. I'm a lender, not a borrower. And when I even lend, I don't even care to collect it back because I have more than enough. I'm trying to get rid of stuff. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 37. Thou hast enlarged what? My steps under me, so that my feet did not sleep. There's no slippage. And I'll end with this one. Verse 38. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I had consumed them. Hallelujah. That means total wipeout. Glory be to God. Total what? Wipeout. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. You know, this passage goes to the point, it says, I placed my knee on their neck. This, I know something here. Something happened down south that was not good. Praise the Lord. Birth out of racism and all of that nonsense. But what God says in this passage here is total domination. Someone say, in the name of Jesus, I am a dominator. Dominators have domains. God has a domain for me, a territory for me. And my knee is on the neck of that enemy of my soul, Satan and all his cohorts. I let them know you are under me. Not only under my knee, they are under my feet. If you receive that word, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good? Amen. Now, we're not talking about physical things here. We're talking about in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. The negative is turned around for the positive. that which the enemy has been trying to do in our land, creating so much confusion in the land, creating so much pain in the land, creating divisiveness in the land, causing people to rise up against each other, generating a spirit of lawlessness in the land. That stronghold of the enemy must bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Somebody hearing? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.